Good morning. High pressure that brought us beautiful weather over the weekend with sunny skies and temperatures in the lower 50s now giving way off the eastern seaboard. Still, the weather generally dry across interior New York and New England, though clouds have moved in from the west. So with a mostly cloudy sky, most places are back into the 30s this morning. And there are a couple of sprinkles out there as some moisture builds in from the Great Lakes. Most of the moisture, though, is drying out as it falls through the clouds and into the drier air. And that'll be the general theme today, with mostly cloudy skies and an increasing southerly breeze. It'll still be up around 50, but a little bit more of a chilly feel today. More clouds around tonight as a frontal system approaches from the Great Lakes, and showers will become more numerous toward tomorrow morning. We'll also have areas of fog, with lows averaging around 40. As that front draws closer during the first half of the day tomorrow, temperatures will push into the upper 40s, and then we'll have a round of steadier rain through the morning and the early part of the afternoon. Behind this system, precipitation will become more spotty tomorrow afternoon as temperatures begin to fall. On Wednesday, a gusty northwest wind bringing in sharply cooler air. Skies will still be mostly cloudy, and we'll have a few passing rain or snow showers. Highs on Wednesday, though, only in the lower 40s. The heart of the coolest air with this next high-pressure center will build in on Thursday and Friday. We still run the risk of a few snow showers, and we'll still have a breezy northwest wind flow for both days, as highs only will reach the middle and upper 30s. We'll bounce back to the lower to mid-40s by the weekend, with a chance of rain and snow showers Saturday, and a mix of sun and clouds on St. Patrick's Day for Sunday. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, winter storm warnings continue for the upper Midwest as the heaviest snow moves north into Canada today. Still, another 2 to 4 inches of snow is possible across parts of Iowa and Wisconsin, and storm totals of 6 to 10 inches possible in the UP of Michigan. A high surf advisory is in effect for a large part of the east coast of Florida today. Long period northeast swells up to 11 to 13 feet will exist on the open Atlantic, and large breaking waves will continue on the beaches today. The peak breakers will reach 8 to 10 feet. The last worldwide report of a tornado, funnel cloud, or water spout from an airport was at Niigata Airport in Japan at 8:44 p.m. Eastern Time back on Sunday, February 24th. The last report of hail was at Heidrun, Norway, at 11:50 a.m. Eastern Time yesterday. At Mount Washington, cloudy skies with a 50-mile visibility, 41 degrees with a southwest wind at 22 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, mostly clear and 44 below zero. In Albany on the hour, mostly cloudy skies and 37 degrees, the dew point 30, 76% relative humidity, a south wind at 13, gusting to 20, and the barometer at 30.19 inches and holding steady. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 85 degrees at Edinburgh, Falfurrias, and McAllen, all in Texas, to a low of 7 below zero at Yellowstone Lake, Wyoming. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City mostly cloudy in the lower 50s, Boston a mix of sun and clouds in the lower 50s, and in Buffalo mostly cloudy, breezy, and mild with scattered showers and highs around 60 degrees. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 51 degrees, the low 19, the average temperature 35, that's 2 degrees above normal. No snowfall yesterday, 10.8 inches for the month, which is 6.5 inches above normal, and 41.5 inches for the season, which is 9.3 inches of snow below normal. There were 30 heating degree days in Albany yesterday. For the month, now 317, and for the season, 4,855. The average high temperature in Albany today, 42 degrees. The average low, 24. The record high, 70, set in 1977. And the record low, 10 below zero in 1939. Sunrise this morning at 7:14 a.m. Sunset this evening, 6:57 p.m. 11 hours and 43 minutes of daylight, an increase of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Cloudy, breezy, and mild with a passing shower today with highs in the lower 50s. Cloudy and breezy with showers increasing late tonight with lows in the upper 30s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, mostly cloudy, breezy, and mild today with a passing shower and highs in the lower 50s. Cloudy and breezy with showers increasing late tonight with lows in the upper 30s and lower 40s. For the Northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the Southern Adirondacks, cloudy and breezy, mild today with a passing shower with highs in the middle 50s. Cloudy and breezy tonight with showers increasing later on overnight with lows in the lower 40s. For the Southern Catskills, Taconics, and Southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, mostly cloudy, breezy, and mild with a passing shower today and highs in the lower 50s. Cloudy and breezy with showers increasing late tonight with lows near 40. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont, and the Berkshires north of I-90. Mostly cloudy, breezy, and mild with a passing shower today and highs in the lower 50s. Cloudy and breezy with showers increasing late tonight with lows near 40. Region-wide for tomorrow, rain in the morning, scattered showers in the afternoon, upper 40s. Mostly cloudy, breezy, much cooler Wednesday. A scattered rain or snow shower, lower 40s. Mid-30s with a few snow showers and a breeze on Thursday. Still in the 30s with a mix of sun and clouds Friday and still breezy. A chance of a rain or snow shower Saturday, lower 40s. And lower to mid-40s with a mix of sun and clouds on Sunday. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.